With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. An evacuation order was lifted this morning in the area of a 10-acre fire near Lincoln that damaged a cabin and a vehicle. Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Leo Dutton said, "The evacuation order was issued yesterday afternoon, and residents of about a dozen cabins fled. Investigators were trying to determine the cause of the Elk Trail Loop fire, which started in an area where a road enters a small subdivision. It also damaged four outbuildings." Meanwhile, fire managers on the Observation Fire, 10 miles southwest of Hamilton, had the luxury of not competing for crews because of a lack of major wildfires in the northwest. That fire was being called 20% contained this morning. Nearly 600 people are helping fight it. They also have 9 helicopters and support from retardant bombers based in Missoula. Crews rappelled from helicopters into a rugged area on the eastern side of the fire yesterday and cleared trees to create a camp, a safety zone, and a spot to land helicopters. Hotshot crews were going to use the camp as a base to begin working the western side of the fire today. Fire Information Officer Ann Riz Sikora.
The intention on the west side is to get a Type 1 hotshot crew and a Type 2 hand crew into that spike camp.
Fire managers were expecting less wind today and rain later in the week, which may ease the concerns of Darby area residents who have been warned to be prepared to evacuate. Lightning started the fire on June 24th. The lightning caused pole and fine fires about 15 miles southwest of Ennis are currently estimated at 46 acres, with no containment. Montana lawmakers have rejected a call for a special legislative session by a group of Republicans who want to raise campaign contribution limits, Corn Cates Carney reports.
10 Republicans filed a request with the Secretary of State's office just over a month ago calling for a special session. It was in response to a federal judge ruling in May that Montana's current contribution limits approved by voters in 1994 were unconstitutional. That means pre-1994 limits are now in effect. Some lawmakers, like Billings Senator Kerry Smith, had a problem with that. They think the pre-1994 limits are still too low. Smith says it was worth the effort to call the special session, even if they failed to get enough votes to make it happen. They got only 20 votes, they needed 76. Were just over half of Montana's 150 lawmakers.
Well, for me, individually, it was more of a statement. I know that the standard is high to call a special session and that we will be back in session again in 2017 and be able to work on this issue.
Smith expects the future direction of Montana's campaign finance laws to be heavily influenced by who sits in the governor's seat next year. The winner of the gubernatorial race appoints the Commissioner of Political Practices, the state's top political cop, charged with the enforcement of ethical campaign practices. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Two vehicles collided head-on Going to the Sun Road in Glacier National Park, injuring 7 people. Park officials have released little information today about the cause of the crash yesterday afternoon. It closed the park's scenic roadway for 2 hours. A Glacier Park spokeswoman said 9 people were involved in the crash, which happened as the Sun Road winds along the south side of Lake McDonald. Park spokesman Tim Rain said 2 people refused medical treatment. A helicopter brought one of the injured to the hospital in Kalispell. Pilot Ken Justice said the patient was conscious and speaking with medical personnel on the flight. 3 ambulances also responded. Identifying information about those involved have not been released. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. The investigation continues into an alleged arson at a fire station just outside of Kalispell. Edward O'Brien has more.
Fire Chief D.C. Haas says his faith in humanity is not shaken despite vandalism that wrecked the Smith Valley Fire Hall sometime Saturday night.
I'm at my desk returning calls from departments around the country. What can we send you? How can we help? Is it monetary? Is it equipment? Is it gear? It's amazing to see that outpouring of support from fire departments that want to help you, that want you to be successful.
Haas says a rescue truck that was set on fire is most likely a total loss. Another vehicle was seriously damaged. Critical rescue gear was also destroyed.
You know, the tools that we need when we have an automobile accident, when we need 1, 2, 3 engines out there, we don't have the tools to be successful. So we are relying on our cooperators, but again, they are as busy as we are.
Haas doesn't have an estimate yet for the dollar value of what was lost. He's considering setting up a GoFundMe account. The Flathead County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
A weekend explosion on a boat at Swan Lake has left 3 children hospitalized with severe burns. David Wagoner was fishing on Swan Lake on Saturday with his wife, their baby daughter, and 4-year-old son. Also with them were 4 other children, ages 6 through 14. Josiah Wagoner tells the Flathead Beacon that as the group prepared to return to shore at about 5 p.m. Saturday, there was an explosion, and everyone was thrown into the water. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. Legal experts and state officials say that Barry Beach would not have to be charged in an alleged child solicitation event for his probation to be revoked. In January, a Billings woman accused Beach of sexually propositioning her 12-year-old daughter after he was freed from prison. Daily Claire Kindness filed a report with Billings Police. The accusation is under review by prosecutors and state officials. There are no charges against Beach. A University of Montana law school professor says prosecutors must weigh the credibility of Kindness, who is on probation following a 2012 conviction for felony child endangerment. I'm Cole Grant.